Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. And the way you do that is by submitting new items to it. So you find something online that you think is interesting, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It can then be voted upon by other listeners and viewers of the site. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website. And the way you vote is by clicking on upcoming stories. And it'll show you everything that's been submitted that has not yet made it to be promoted to the front page. And then if you vote up the ones you like and vote down the ones you don't, the most voted up again will be promoted, and it's free. So go ahead and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
All right, so once again, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. To start things out, Derek J., you brought in something that sounds really outrageous on its face. What is going on in a bar in, was it Idaho?
No, it was Iowa. Pretty close.
Always mix those two up.
Yeah, in words, though. Okay, so this one's pretty ridiculous. You would never expect this type of charge. It's a 22-year-old guy who's at a sports bar on a Saturday night in Iowa City when cops come in to do a bar check. I don't know what this is. Maybe they go around and see if people are old enough to drink or whatever. This guy is. That's fine. But he sees one of the officers who was approaching him, and I have to, you know, modify what he said for the air, but he said, "I love to F a man in uniform." Whoa.
Do you think he had the little accent there? I don't even know what to call that.
He had it all.
Affectation?
Yeah, he was given the eyes. I can see it in his mugshot. He's like so smug and smooth. But, okay, so...
I mean, he could just as easily have said, "I'd like to F a man in uniform."
Well, I don't think he was being like that. I mean, when you're drunk, I don't know. I've been there. I like guys in uniform.
So when people are drunk, they're not all like you, Derek.
Well, maybe he was just being a little free. But the cop didn't like it. Said, you noticed.
Was it a gay bar?
No. It was not a gay bar. It was a sports bar.
Okay. Not to say that there aren't gay sports bars.
No. Gotcha. But there is a gay bar just down the street, I learned from one of the commenters. So maybe this guy was just in the wrong
bar hopping
part of the neighborhood. Yeah, so maybe it was bar hopping. But the cops were like, "Hey, mister, you got some bloodshot eyes, and you're slurring your speech there, mister."
Oh, man. And so had he not said anything to the cop?
He really, really probably should have kept his mouth shut. Yeah. But still, I mean... All right, you say this to a normal guy, and he says, "Hey, man, I'm not interested."
Knocked your teeth out of your mouth, maybe.
Maybe he, you know, knocked your teeth out. But I think most people would just be like, "Oh, look,
I'll take a compliment."
Yeah, just flattered and move on with their day. Not this guy. He carries a badge and a gun, so that
and
makes
an attitude.
Everything he does different. So the officers made contact with Corcoran. It looks like his name is Corcoran, I guess. Yeah, Corcoran. Sure.
There you go.
He demonstrated poor coordination, repetitive speech, and smelled strongly of an odor of an alcoholic beverage.
Well, go figure.
In a bar.
He's in a bar, okay? So this is totally to be expected. But so while estimating that he had consumed a few beers over the previous 3 hours, Corcoran registered a 0.212 blood alcohol content when taking a post-arrest breathalyzer test. So after being read his rights, Corcoran admitted to being intoxicated, and later he did plead guilty to the charge of public intoxication. In a bar. I can't imagine. What bar owner? I would be freaking out if I owned this bar. I would not let any of the cops in ever again.
You probably have to because you've got a liquor license. I don't know if it was the local boys or the liquor. Was it liquor board or liquor commission or was it the local cops?
No, it looks like it was the local cops, Iowa City cops.
Hmm. Yeah, so I wouldn't think liquor commission would necessarily even have a uniform. I mean, why would you want to have a uniform in that circumstance?
Yeah,
but would it be a liability?
How when you're applying for your permit to the city to sell alcohol, Isn't it implied that your customers are coming to your location to get intoxicated? Doesn't that give you some sort of, like, exemption for the public intoxication? It's not even in public. It's in a private residence, right? Like, not a residence, but it's a private building. Business.
I love your naivety in this particular area, Derek. You haven't been doing this show for 10 years and seen the stories over time that we have seen. We've actually had some kind of bureaucrat from the Texas Alcohol Bureau Commission or something like that.
Yeah.
Texas
Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
And Alcoholic Beverage Commission, that's right, ABC. And it comes as no surprise to me at all that this is what they did.
Well, weren't they
arresting
people?
I think it comes as a surprise to everybody else.
Weren't they doing pretty much the same thing? And
well, they were
claiming that
even
they were,
worse in Texas. They were out looking for people who were drunk in bars, walking out of bars.
Right.
They, not going to
with
their
the
cars.
The idea that they were going to drive or something like that.
No, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with them driving. They weren't allowed to be drunk out in public, essentially.
So it's the same thing as what's going on here.
But this guy was basically nabbed for opening his big fat yakker at a cop. Likely,
sure, but it's the same law. I mean, it's the same kind of law that says you know.
No,
you can't
public
be...
intoxication is intended to be gone after when somebody's in public, staggering
right.
down the street.
They consider
or something.
Being in a bar in public.
I'm not sure that
I know
sure
all the bars
that this guy
here.
Couldn't take this to trial and win.
All it's the not public though, because if you're not 21, you're not even allowed.
I agree
in.
With you. I agree with you, but they believe it's public because it's regulated by the state. So it's open to the public over the age of 21, and so it's a public, bar essentially, and it's regulated heavily by the state. In fact, if you look at the
so
bars
who do you
here
think's
in
holding
New Hampshire,
them to these the rules.
If you look at the bars here in New Hampshire, there are actually signs up in some places that say that we can't serve you if you are visibly intoxicated. So this is, again, it's essentially Puritanism. I mean, it's a group of people who run these liquor commissions that set up all kinds of rules with the idea that they have this perfect little society where they, you can have all kinds of drinks. You just can't show anybody that you're drunk. You can't reveal in any way, shape, or form. You can't tip the hat that walking down the street on Main Street in your local town, somebody's walking, drunk. We can't have that image of the town. We can't have that image of the city. And so they're willing to put people in cages over it. I mean, really, that's all that this comes down to.
I just think it's remarkable sick. That what one person might take as a compliment, what another person puts the human being who complimented him in a cage. Like, the difference between those reactions is astounding.
Seems like a poor choice on the side of Mr. Corcoran here.
To talk to the coffee man?
Period. But to goad... if you're going to talk to a cop...
You make poor choices when you're drunk,
the
right?
last thing you should do is goad them, especially if you've been drinking. And we've had situations here on the show where people have talked about the activism they've done after imbibing some alcohol, a little liquid courage, and it's a bad idea.
I don't know. I support more compliments. I don't think that... complimenting people should be discouraged and saying, well, maybe he used some vulgar language. Maybe if he used some other choice of language, it would be a little more appropriate. But still,
where
he should be able to say what he wants. Unless the bar owner has a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with what you're saying. I'm just saying that there's reality in this world, too.
What town in, was it Idaho?
Iowa.
Get it right.
Iowa. Iowa City.
Another state. It doesn't matter.
I guess that's one of them. No, I don't want to. That's not the case. I get them confused. Is this a large place, Iowa City?
Sounds large.
So does Myakka City. You put the word city out after something, doesn't mean anything.
But it's Iowa City
I
in
don't
Iowa.
Think so. Well,
Myakka City isn't in Myakka.
Yeah.
It
the
has
state
a
of Myakka.
That
means it's somewhat
it's,
large.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's big enough for the gays to think they can go and mingle there.
It's like a population of 68,000.
Crap, I was born in Iowa. I have to find the city.
Yeah. So in this case, what happened to the guy?
He was arrested, and he pled guilty, and this was just a couple of days ago. So I imagine he's going to have to go to trial for
public
intoxication.
Pleading guilty.
Well, okay, yeah, so there's no trial, but there's going to be a sentencing. That's,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
I wonder what he's facing. And is this a misdemeanor?
It sounds
like
a violation.
A misdemeanor, yeah. It's probably a year.
No, I don't think so.
Public intoxication?
Yeah.
violation, city ordinance kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like a fine.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sometimes they'll put you in a cage without charging you with anything. They call that protective custody up here. If they find you on the street and they just determine that you're incoherent, they'll just take you and put you in jail. And you'll sit there for a day or two, depending on when they want to let you out. 855-450-FREE. Again, it's all about this vision of what they want their streets to look like. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey.
Who do you think
you
are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make.
Wait a minute. Now,
wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed. Or your money back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that are completely free there. Now, once again, freetalklive.com features include The Cam. You can go and watch and listen to the show, as well as chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, because the chat room is built into the same page. All of it is free for you. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com to access it. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
A lot of people are looking to get precious metals right now. Certainly, the Federal Reserve hasn't stopped printing money. There's a lot more money in circulation. That's driving commodities up. It's a real commodities bull market. I expect the prices of precious metals, gold and silver, to go up over time. That means you'll probably make some money if you invest now. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and get some gold and silver at some of the best prices you'll be able to find on the internet. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
I don't know if you're really making money in that case, Mark. It just did the illusion of making money. Because gold and silver hold their value in relation to the value of the dollar. So
well, not necessarily.
It appears, though, you're making money.
If people are buying more of it, though, then the demand is high. And
could be, but over time it tends to kind of
tends
keep
to even out.
Value. So, I don't know, is that false advertising?
Well, the fact is that your job isn't paying you more, right? So even though the shadow inflation is 10%, maybe 12%,
mm-hmm.
your job isn't increasing your pay by 10 or 12%.
That's true.
So if you can invest in gold now and then cash out later, then you're going to be making money.
I see where you're coming from. 855-450-FREE. I just consider gold and silver a good store of value. I don't look at it personally as an investment. I look at something to hold on to. So if you need to liquidate at some point, you can do that. You can also use it in, you know, come the apocalypse of the U.S. dollar totally going into crazy hyperinflation mode, and then it'll become really useful if that ever happens. So there's all kinds of reasons to have it. Again, silver.freetalklive.com is where you can go. I certainly have some. That's silver.freetalklive.com. All right, so we've been talking about this guy who's been arrested in a bar in Iowa. He was arrested in a bar in Iowa City.
Idaho City, right.
Iowa City. Now you're just screwing with me.
Just stay off the crack, Ian.
And I have never used crack, thank you very much. Please don't intimate that I've ever done such a thing.
It was the
He's
advice that you gave.
He's just concerned about you.
Apparently he is. So this guy was arrested in a bar, charged with public intoxication. We don't yet know what the plea deal was. He
right.
did take a plea. We're not sure what the actual sentence is going to be in this case. But I guess it kind of brings up the question of, well, somebody might be listening to this saying, well, all right, well, what, do you support people being all drunk in public? Do you support people staggering down the street and looking trashy?
I wouldn't be surprised at all if people have had too much to drink in a bar. Many people, this guy's blood alcohol was 0.2.
0.2 something.
Yeah, 0.212.
And, you know, there's no evidence that he was going to drive home at this point. We're only talking about somebody who's, at this point, we're only talking about bipedal locomotion. I think that most people would say that, you know, they've met people that have hung out in bars and sobered up a little bit after having a couple of drinks. You never know exactly. For one, they shouldn't be breathalyzing somebody 15 minutes after until 15 minutes after they've imbibed some alcohol, because
mm-hmm.
the alcohol in your mouth will throw off
sure.
the number. This guy doesn't have a lawyer, isn't going to fight this. I don't think that
done.
They can get him for public intoxication in the first place unless it's specific in saying that, you know, it's a business. He's not in public. Sorry. I think that this case is entirely messed up, but it's probably cheaper for this guy just to go ahead and plead out in the way he sees it.
It probably is. I mean, I don't see why. Maybe he doesn't have the courage to go to court to defend himself against those charges. But I would think when he, you know, wakes up from his drunken stupor, he says, wait a minute, public? I wasn't in public. I can fight this. No
well,
jury will
late.
Convict me. But
too
is
late.
It? Is it?
No, he's
already taken the plea.
He didn't plead. Well, no, he's suggesting when he came to from came
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah.
When
he
sobered
made the decision too early.
I don't think, I don't think most people even consider not taking a plea.
But can they maybe call that entrapment or something? Because they had him take a plea deal while he was still intoxicated?
You can't call it anything when you take. And I don't know that he took the plea deal when he was intoxicated. Is that so?
No, it seems like it.
No, that's just your
probably
thing.
Not. That's probably
just,
not.
Okay, look, Derek. Fewer than 1% of arrests result in a trial. The vast 99.something% of result in pleas or the case being dropped. And
he
most of them are pleas.
He could have, if you think about it. Normally, you're not going to have a chance to take a plea until you talk to a prosecutor. But if it was something like, if it's a city ordinance.
I'm not saying
right, if it's a city ordinance, then it may have simply been like a ticketable kind of an offense, or they might have just taken him into the station and then kind of issued a ticket and then released him. There's always that possibility.
Or they said, we will release you if you sign this and plead out. If not, you're going to have to go in jail and you can fight it.
I was going to say that he could also like check the box on the back of the complaint. He could, in theory, have pled guilty while still intoxicated.
Well,
that's certainly a possibility.
Your original question was, do you know Mark and I or even the listeners support you know, public intoxication, people walking around.
Well, that was the intention behind these laws, right? Is to clean up the streets, get the hobos and the winos and the people that are stumbling drunk off the streets, and to create this utopian version of the city where no one gives any indication that they are intoxicated while walking about.
Look,
that's the intention.
Okay, while I don't like what I would define as annoying people who are like screaming and flailing as they walk down the street, like I don't support that, but.
Those are pretty rare, even among drunk people, right?
They are, and I would think that, okay, given my background in how laws work, when you outlaw something, you sort of get more of it, sort of like prohibition makes drugs more available, as a for instance. So I would think a public intoxication law would follow the same logic and create more people who are publicly intoxicated. I don't know if it really works that way, but I would love to take away those laws and see what happens. See if maybe the behavior on the streets gets even better because people have, you know, just nothing to go by. They don't have to rely on the state to do their thinking. It's all personal responsibility and how they want to appear to the public.
I'd be interested in seeing as well. It'd be an interesting experiment. And I know that in some places they don't have open container laws, like Savannah, Georgia, I think. Is it New Orleans doesn't have it either? And
Key West.
But what about public intoxication, though? Are there places that don't have open container laws that also don't have public intoxication laws? If you know of that place, I'd be curious to know about what it's like to live there at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Because ultimately, we'd all like to get rid of the idea of government-run property, I think, in the first place. So when it comes down to having a free marketplace and the question of what do you do with intoxicated people, what happens with intoxicated people, each property owner would set their own rules, and then they'd have to have some way of enforcing those rules with some kind of a protection agency that's going to take unreasonable, loud people and remove them from the property. Because ultimately, you don't want the shouting drunk guy standing in front of your business because he's going to scare people away.
To some extent, but remember, some towns, some cities make money by being the place where you can go and get S-faced. As long as you're not driving.
I'm just saying the private property owner would make the decision.
Sure.
I don't know about you, but I don't want the shouting drunk guy in front of my business.
Agreed.
Unless it's maybe a bar and you want to attract more shouting drunk people.
If that's the kind of business you're running, yeah.
Maybe you sell tchotchkes on the street where there are a bunch of bars and you count on people getting a little schnockered and coming in and spending way too much money on your stuff.
Just keep a net and just net them and then pull them away if they get too crazy.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you have any experience with towns where there's not so much in the way of restriction as far as being intoxicated on the streets, I'd be curious about it. Or you can bring up absolutely anything that might happen to be on your mind. Coming up, arrested for an overdue library book, it's Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free and dial in at 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can tune in to our live streams. We've got those available in broadband, midband, and narrowband sizes. Different streams for different size internet connections. Plus, over 100 AM and FM radio stations across the country that air the show throughout the week. Our XM satellite radio channels are available to you every single night. And we also have free-to-air KU-band satellite. There's webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You know, it's Independence Day Eve this evening, and tomorrow a lot of people have a holiday. Of course, a lot of them will call it the 4th of July, and I'm sure we can talk more about how that's...
It is the 4th of July.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a holiday called Independence Day. We can talk more about how Americans are becoming more and more dependent on the government and that the whole Independence Day thing is kind of a joke. But for those of you who actually do understand what independence is all about, for those of you who actually really value the ideas of liberty and are willing to, I don't know, put a little bit of time and effort into working towards them, you should go to freestateproject.org. Take a moment and read through the site. It is a really interesting idea. It's the reason why the three of us are here together tonight is the Free State Project to bring as many liberty-minded people all to the same place so we can actually have a chance at being independent. Because there are still people out there that are like us that want this, but they're alone, or at least they feel alone, or they feel like there's hardly anyone around that agrees with them. And it's just not the case, and it's certainly not the case here in New Hampshire, thanks to the Free State Project, because now we have over 1,000 people in New Hampshire, specifically because of the Free State Project, there are nearly 12,000 people that have registered for, signed up for, the Free State Project that are pledging to make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So we want to reach 20,000. So if you could help us with that, that'd be great. We'd love to have you up here at freestateproject.org. Go to freestateproject.org. As we continue here with more ridiculous arrests, first starting the show out with a man in a bar arrested for public intoxication. He took a plea deal, which, as you pointed out, Derek J., if he hadn't taken the plea deal, maybe he would have had a really good case, being that he was in a bar at the time, not actually out stumbling through the streets or whatever. But then again, what's really the problem with somebody being drunk in the streets anyway? I mean, I guess it'd be bad if they were peeing all over the place or puking puking in front of somebody's
but
business.
But then those would be the crimes.
Great
vices
point.
Vices are not right. Crimes.
Littering or, so, you know,
vandalism.
Defiling, yeah. Vandalism, something like that.
Right. Once you're starting to damage someone's property or, you know, just...
Make
once it crosses that line, yeah, then there's a crime being committed. It may be a low-level crime, and it may best be handled privately, but...
With
still,
a hose,
yeah.
You know, just...
but still, just the act of being drunk, that is not a crime.
It shouldn't be.
Couldn't see how.
But I could understand why a property owner wouldn't want somebody who's inebriated on their property, in which case I would support their ability to remove that person or have that person removed from their property. But to put them into a cage, to attempt to extract money from them...
And to force the whole neighborhood to pay for it?
That too, yeah. None of those things are appropriate. So there are other ridiculous arrests, though, that we can talk about. And, Derek J., you seem to have quite a few tonight.
Here's one. A man in Minneapolis suffers a concussion, and he was beaten by five different cops on Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
For having a bulge on his hip. Not that bulge, Mark. He was carrying a gun. And he had a concealed carry permit, and the cop didn't care. He pulled the gun off of the cop pulled the gun off of this man, whose name is Zachary King, held it up in the air, and started waving it around saying, "Gun, gun, gun," like a lunatic.
Wow.
Like he's never seen a gun before.
Like he doesn't have one on his hip.
Right. This is a cop who is carrying a gun, has been trained to use one, knows not to swipe, you know, I guess that's the term for when, you know, you bring a loaded gun.
To brandish.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean. So
take your word for it.
Thanks. This is crazy. This is not an appropriate reaction. There's no video of the incident happening. There is a video that was done later by some local news. Mm-hmm. Because this is just crazy. Five cops team up and beat this man. You can see in the pictures, his eye is all swollen up. It's all red. He has a bunch of stitches across his eye. I mean, his head got busted open.
That's so crazy.
By a group of men who are all carrying guns. And yet this guy, having one legally, is
right.
Some sort of reason to freak out.
So does the story get into detail on exactly when the encounter went from guy on the streets with a bulge to guy being beaten senseless? I mean, what transpired? Was it just the cops grabbed him and started beating him? Or was there some sort of questioning process beforehand?
Nope. No. He did question him. He was walking down the street as he was leaving a local nightclub on Father's Day at night. And he had his concealed carry permit on him. He had his gun on him. And a cop asked him, you know, what's that bulge over by your gun, by your hip? And so he said, well, I have my conceal and carry, and it's my gun. So he,
as most people who have these permits would likely do. I mean, many of the people who have concealed carry permits are of the kind of variety of folks that they're very proud to be law-abiding citizens. They've got their concealed carry permit, and they're proud of their permit because they've jumped through these government hoops, and they've got their permit, and doggone it, it was difficult, and
they're
in a lot of places.
Good enough to carry a gun.
Yeah.
And they want to show that off.
Right. So they're not afraid to tell the truth to the police officer. So this guy went ahead and just said, oh, yeah, my concealed carry. Carry, I'll show you the ID, right?
Yep, and he tried to pull the concealed carry ID out of his pocket, and the officer freaked out. It was just in his back pocket,
right.
You know, where you would grab your wallet. And so I guess the officer thought he was going for his gun or something. He snatched
right,
it out of the holster.
Because somebody tells you before they pull a gun on you that they've got a gun on them. I mean, that just doesn't really make that much sense.
So paranoid.
Logic need not apply. So, yeah, that's what happened. I mean, the cop just asked him, you know, what was going on. He told him exactly, And it's no danger to anybody. I mean, I want to live in...
No, but the cop brandishing the gun like he did is dangerous. I mean, that's not very cool.
That should have been in the training course, right? Well, hey, you know, always know what's behind, you know, what's behind your target. And, you know, you're supposed to always know where the gun's line of sight is and everything like that.
People die every year in America from bullets that are fired into the air.
Well,
when they come down.
Yes, yeah, because they do that.
Yeah.
Well, officers of the law are supposed to be the ones who are, you know, keeping us safe. So they shouldn't be snatching guns out of people's holsters and then swinging them around.
The person who's carrying the gun, too. This guy took every step that the law prescribed. He had done nothing wrong, and it looks and from everything I've heard in the story, he just got kicked to sleep for nothing.
Okay, so is this where was this Minneapolis?
This was in Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay.
Yeah.
So he was in Minnesota. You know, there is the possibility that in some states, the Liquor Commission has rules that say you can't have a gun in a bar, in a place that serves alcohol. There are some places like that, as I understand it. New Hampshire is not one of those places, but in some places. So maybe that was a factor?
No, that was not the issue. He was charged with a misdemeanor obstructing the legal process.
Oh, my
gosh. That means they got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, of course not. There's no plea. He said he's going to take it to court.
Good for him.
He has no criminal record.
Looks like he was totally by the sounds of it, he obstructed some fists and boots.
I would think that would be the only, you know,
legal process. Can you imagine just being your average law-abiding, tax-paying citizen, and for whatever reason, one of these tax-feeding, you know, badge-heavy cops out there decides, you know, I just don't like that you want to be equal to me and carry around a gun. Because oftentimes, this is what happens. Now, I'm not saying every cop's a bully, but I am saying that bullies can be attracted to this kind of position.
Yeah.
And bullies don't like people that would propose to be as powerful as them. Well, and that's really all that it sounds like is going on here.
It could also be some sort of racism, too. I didn't mention, but Mr. King is also black.
Well, what was he doing running around doing that for?
Well, it's just a shame because it was Father's Day. Like, that's an extra hurtful part of it, you know? You don't want stitches halfway down your face, but you really don't want them on Father's Day.
There's more coming up here. You are certainly welcome to jump in with your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, more ridiculous arrests that you'd like to share. Maybe you've got a story. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Plus, we still got the library book story coming up. And in addition to that, there's a naked man going on a ninja spree in downtown Indy as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web.
Going on now. Save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, different Amazons for different countries. Click into the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for and get a great deal. Because it's Amazon. You know they've got a huge selection and amazing prices and super fast shipping and all that stuff. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and buy your stuff through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. That simple. Shop.freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. We've been talking about just absolutely ridiculous arrests that are going on. And thankfully, in this most recent one where the guy was actually beaten and then charged with a crime by the police.
Impeding justice or something like
justice.
That?
Yeah, something
some that obstructing the boots.
Basically, the same charge.
Legal process.
The same charge I received when I was standing in front of a police car. But in that case, I actually did intend to obstruct, you know, what the police were doing.
Yeah, this guy doesn't sound like he was obstructing.
No,
anything.
This guy was. What was he doing at the time? Was he walking
down the street?
He had a bulge on his waistline.
He left a bar. That's right.
No, it wasn't a bar. It was a nightclub.
Okay.
So maybe they sold alcohol. But even so, there are no restrictions in Minnesota statutes, no laws or whatever, that none of their black magic that says that a person is restricted from carrying a pistol or any sort of gun from an establishment that serves alcohol.
Which is why he wasn't charged with that. So they charged him with this nonsense crime of obstructing government administration or justice. Or whatever it was called.
There's a crime for everything. There's some law for anything that cops want to make up.
They've got these catch-alls that they know how to use.
They sure do. And good for him for not taking the plea deal. He says he's going to take this to court, and I hope he does. And I don't know if he's going to lawyer up or if he's going to do it on his own.
Yeah, he's got a lawyer.
But I hope that he will be victorious and actually get some sort of damages out of this. Because you showed me the pictures during the break. I mean, this guy took a pretty serious beating.
Yeah, five guys on him.
How many stitches?
It doesn't say how many stitches, but it goes from above his eyebrow to below his nose.
That's a lot of stitches.
So that's a lot. That's a lot. And he does say that there was a bystander who was able to capture the attack on video.
Oh, wow.
And so some of that can be seen online, but it's not very good. But he says that he's coordinating with internal affairs and hopes that the street video from the Minneapolis police cameras will also shed some light on the situation.
That would be handy.
I hope internal affairs is of some use in this circumstance, because I have seen plenty of internal affairs investigations just
go nowhere.
Go nowhere, yeah. But it's their job to cover up, not to uncover.
Well, you know, the police are really, they're out there trying to keep you safe from men with bulges. I mean, just, it's so sad, these folks that are trying to, you know, in some cases, open carrying will get you some really negative attention from the police, too. But these guys that are trying to exercise their rights when it comes to self-defense and being able to carry a weapon, they just have no, it seems like there's no end to the amount of difficult times that the police will dish out to these guys.
Yeah, when would it be okay in these cops' minds to carry a gun?
At no point. I mean, I can't imagine what happened with the thought process of the officer in this circumstance, but he just saw a guy walking around with a bulge in his waist, asked him what that was. The guy said he had a permit, went to show him the permit, and the guy freaks out on him.
You know, once again, I wonder if this is another example of where somebody shouldn't have talked to the cops. You know, frequently we'll see examples of talking to the cops makes things worse. So obviously you're dealing with some nutty cops, and you never know what rogue cops are going to do. I mean, even if you didn't talk to the cops, they still could have beat the crap out of them.
Right.
But think about it from this perspective. The cop stops him to make contact and ask him what the bulge is. You are under no obligation whatsoever to explain yourself to that cop. I mean, it could be your insulin pump or something like that. I mean, you are under zero obligation to have a conversation with this guy.
True.
And so maybe had this guy just been like, sorry, gotta go, I'm on my way somewhere, have
just
a nice
happy
day.
To see you.
Yeah. Maybe he would not have had the same encounter with the police. Then he wouldn't have been going for his wallet or his ID.
Could be.
The police may not have responded as violently. But then again, who knows? This cop might have been spoiling for a fight.
This guy gave him all the deference in the world, gave this police officer all the deference in the world.
A lot of good that does.
A lot of good it did in this circumstance, that's for certain. I'm just saying that I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that the cop could have just as easily said, I think the cop would have a better case if you didn't answer him in that circumstance. Simply because he said it looked as though the subject had a gun. He appeared to be intent upon some kind of evil deed, so I stopped him. He wouldn't answer my questions. And probably,
I tend to lean away from answering questions.
Probably,
like that.
If you have one of these permits, you're required to show it to a police officer if asked.
Possibly.
I would just think that the best thing to do is to treat him as you would any human, you know, with respect and some sort of honor. Don't, be mean to him or ignore him just because he has this badge, because that's, like, so reactionary, right? Just, like, treat him like a normal person and just get the encounter on video. That's
right.
The important part is, like, because if you don't have a camera around, I don't think it matters what you do. You could always get beat up by the cops.
And they can make whatever claims they want to.
So as long as you have a video camera and you record the interaction and you treat the individuals that you're dealing with like human beings, then you've done nothing wrong, and the audience will see that.
I agree. And a normal person does not need to know that you're carrying a firearm, right? So if, like, some guy who's, you know, the cashier at the Walmart asks you if you're carrying, you don't have to tell him either. In fact, that's usually the reason why people are concealed carrying, because they don't want everybody to know about it.
It's the element of surprise.
I would love to know whether or not the these concealed carry permits in this particular state or any state require you to show it to a law enforcement officer if they ask.
On suspicion?
On suspicion of what?
Well, on suspicion of, like, the cops can just ask anybody they want to, excuse me, do you have a concealed carry permit? I mean, he didn't have any evidence that he was dealing with somebody that was carrying a firearm at that point. He had a suspicion. Was it a reasonable suspicion? Maybe.
I would think only if he sees him about to commit a crime or having just committed a crime.
No. You guys are living in the world of reasonable. Law does not stretch into the world of reasonable. Law says what it says, and it generally errs on the side of giving deference to the police.
This would be one of those instances where actually having a law enforcement officer call the show would be, it's frequently useful. This would be one of those instances where it would be very useful to have a Leo in one of these states that we're talking about, because obviously New Hampshire doesn't have the same concerns with a lot of these firearm issues. The but a lot of other states do. You know, what are the protocols? I mean, is a cop able to just stop somebody on the streets and demand a concealed carry permit when he has absolutely no evidence beyond his own hunch that the person is concealed carrying?
We already know that in Philadelphia and New York City, cops are able to just pat people down and do searches.
Stop and frisk.
So the Fourth Amendment's already out the window in some places. So this next little step into asking if you have a gun and, you know, let's see your papers, that's not too far-fetched, right?
Let's go to Norm. He's actually listening in Minnesota. Norm, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Well, thank you for your service. Comment I have is some of these characters want to get beat up. And
some people carrying a gun want to get beat up?
Yep, believe it or not, they want sympathy from their girlfriend or something. But what they would run into is some really strong farm boy or farm hand that uses them for a punching bag, and they can really get worked over pretty bad. So
why would that be the case? I'm sorry, Norm. Why would someone who carries a concealed weapon want to get beat up? That doesn't make any sense. It would seem like that
kind
of person.
What do farm hands have to do with this?
That would seem like the kind of person who does not want to get beat up.
Iowa.
Sorry, Norm, you got a bad cell. Can you try that again? Tell you what, I'm going to put Norm on hold. He's got a bad cell.
Might be talking about the guy that propositioned the police officer in Iowa City, is what I guess I heard him say. Iowa. So he may not be about the circumstance where the guy was beat up by...
So half an hour ago, we were talking about the other story where there was a drunk guy in a bar who said something to a cop. The cop didn't like
it. Yeah, it was something very unwise.
Okay, I could kind of see that. Some guys sort of want to play it cocky and just like, hey, watch this. I'm not, you know, he's not going to do anything.
But even in that case, I don't think that person wanted to get beat up. I think he maybe wanted to flirt with a cop that he thought was handsome. I mean, he was drunk.
Oh, it sounded to me like he was goading that police officer to... That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like he even got beat up. So I'm confused if, you know, what Norm is even talking about, really.
Maybe he's conflating the two together.
Yeah, there was no beating up, as far as I know, just that he got arrested.
In the first story, there was no beating up. The guy in the bar got arrested for being public intoxication. The second story, the guy in Minnesota was beat up for having a concealed weapon.
Which was totally legal. And he had state permission to carry.
Norm, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so which story are you talking about here?
I'm talking about the one in Iowa.
Okay, that guy didn't get beat up.
Yeah, he didn't get beat up by anybody. The cops come in and found him, and he started running his mouth off to the cops, like he's probably had been running his mouth off to other patrons.
Do you think he should have been arrested? I'd like to bring you back, talk about that further. Hang on, Norm. 855-450-FREE. You should be able to run your mouth to the cops. That's one of the things.
It's unwise.
Cops are supposed to leave you alone.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.